It's the 7th of February. Our first reading for the day is Exodus 15. I'm reading from Brother Harry Tennant once again. We start with part of Moses' song. I read, "The enemy said, 'I will pursue, I will overtake, I will divide the spoil.' Thou didst blow with thy wind, the sea covered them, they sank as lead in the mighty waters. Who is like unto thee, O Lord?" The words reach out beyond the immediate confines of the sandy shore and tell of the fear which fell upon Moab and Edom and the land of Canaan when the news reached them. A fear which weakened Jericho 40 years later and remained in the hearts of the Philistines in the days of Samuel 400 years or more afterwards. But the song was for the redeemed of every age, an exultant prayer bursting from the heart of the called. Thou in thy mercy hast led forth the people which thou hast redeemed. Thou hast guided them in thy strength unto thy holy habitation. Miriam, the prophetess, imbued with the Spirit, led forth the women with timbrel and dance. Sing ye to the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider hath he thrown into the sea. With the rejoicing still in their mouths, Moses led them onwards, feeding on the food which they had brought from Egypt, and the edible things gathered by the way. The cloud was overhead and forward of them, both assuring and leading. The sun beat down upon them. They were glad of its light after their recent experiences, but it sucked the moisture from their lips, and they sought for water, but there was none. Finally, the vanguard reached Marah, and the cry went up, "Water!" But it was bitter to taste and could not be swallowed. Moses saw them gathering in languishing and disappointment. "What shall we drink?" The words were directed against Moses. A million dry throats witnessed against the lone man. He offered no rebuke. There was but 3 days' journey between themselves and the Red Sea, where the Lord had worked wonders with water. Now they were murmuring about the same precious liquid. Had they but turned their hearts, lately so full of faith, in prayer to God. The Lord Jesus remembered the words and passes them on to us when, in faithless anxiety, we strive in a world's battle for daily existence. "And seek not ye what ye shall eat, or what ye shall drink, neither be ye of doubtful mind. Your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of these things." Meanwhile, Moses had turned to the Lord and had cast a tree into the bitter waters, which were at once made sweet to the taste. The nation drank and forgot. It needs but that we lift our eyes to see a distant, if not intended, meaning reflected for us in the blue of heaven. Is there not a tree which has made life's waters sweet by its own bitterness? Was there not a great cry, "I thirst," and an invitation, "Come ye to the waters, every one that thirsteth, and he that hath no money"? The people stood with wet lips, cool and satisfied, and Moses issued a statute based upon their refreshing experience. If they would diligently hearken and obey, then would the whole nation be free from the diseases of Egypt, for "I am the Lord that healeth thee." To that we add our Amen, for that we voice the praise the psalmist drew from this very experience, saying, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction." Thank you for listening.